in presidential elections, before the internet, before television, before radio, there was the political lapel pin, the campaign button. This morning in New York, there's an auction of a treasure trove of these campaign buttons from over the years, the Dr. Alan York collection, 15,000 of these vintage pins. And looking at them, one is reminded that elections in the past also went low. Will Roland is with the company selling these, Roland Auctions.
This election, to me, I know everyone's freaking out about how vitriolic it is and how hateful everyone sounds. This is nothing. You know, FDR was elected four times, and they, every time, produced millions and millions and millions of buttons that are like, don't vote until you've seen the great dictator. And they're literally calling FDR Hitler while Hitler is in power. I mean, they're insane. And then we have cool ones. Like, we have FDR's New York State Senate bid. It's the only election that he ever lost. It was the very first thing that he ever ran for, and he lost his bid for the New York State Senate. And then he became president four times. And he looks very young in the button. When FDR was running against Wilkie in 1940, the GOP manufactured millions of buttons. The Democrats started to put out a button that said, all you get from Wilkie are buttons. We've got disgusting buttons of elephants and donkeys fornicating, and there's an anti-Nixon button that the Democrats started producing, and it literally says in giant letters, they can't lick our dick, Republican slogan. So they're vicious. I'm dying to get people outside of the button collecting community to come look at them. Not just because I want to sell them, it's not about that, because I think they're going to end up going to those button collectors anyway, because a lot of them are very expensive and people are like, why would you pay that much? But so many of them are so incredible, and they're so cool.
Because history lessons are always edifying, and I'm sure you haven't had enough negative campaigning here in October of 2016.